This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Rise. German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
This is Germany calling.
This is Radio Goethe.
Pre-produced at my emergency of musical proportions in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 135 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode. Tonight is, drumroll please, the Midsummer New Music Spectacular for 2025 here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. It's the extra special episode that's just like all the other remote episodes, pretty much. This year's edition features the cream from the last 8 or so weeks of all 8 recurrent sources and Bandcamp Mailbag. I think Bandcamp Mailbag may as well just be considered a recurrent source, so all 9 recurrent sources. Themes tonight include returning artists, most notably Whitney Kay with a great new song, Water From Your Eyes. They have a new album coming out soon, and John Mouse with his first new music in 7 years. Other themes include quality instrumental breaks, bad drumming, and really good songs that have one bad part. Another one is artists who I'm familiar with whom I thought I would never play. In one case, it's simply an artist I never thought I would allow to sing on here. I still won't let Colleen or Fugitive Bubble sing on here. In the opening set, the second song I played was from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're a good band, I just never thought I'd play them. I also play hot local band La Lune. They're a good band, but their songs generally just aren't what I'm in the market for. Fans of the band might be cheesed at what I picked out, but it's beautiful, and it really sets up Elizabeth Whittington. And it's important, it's in the big set, but they're not allowed to sing on here just yet. Tough show. Toughest of shows. The biggest news of all, though, is I finally play CJSF PR director Chris Yee's Hype Man Chris's favorite band, who are called Wednesday. It might not be his favorite band right now, maybe it's Hillsborough or something, but Wednesday is and was very much a Chris band, and I've never played them, and I've probably dragged them on my live shows. Incidentally, they have a good song, and it's very popular right now. It's also a cute story in like a follow the money kind of way, how Wednesday was an alternative band, and their guitarist, MJ Lenderman, who you may have heard here first, has now gone on to higher heights as an alt-country act. As a result, MJ Lenderman has a more lucrative solo career and now no longer tours with Wednesday. And I think the rest of Wednesday turned around and were like, wait a minute, MJ went alt-country and is outselling us. So why don't we go full country and bury him with a mountain of money we make from touring and t-shirts? So there's a really nice rivalry aspect to it. But they are Chris bands, and I do drag them, and this is deserved. So give me a second here. So good. I have contempt for a lot of bands, and that's 2 of them. Starting off the show tonight with CDSM from Atlanta, Georgia. That's Dark Wave. I don't often play Dark Wave. That song was fun like Metrowave, but it's not Metrowave. That song's also an honorable mention for show winner. I really like it. Second was Unknown Mortal Orchestra, whom I addressed earlier. And then the set finished with Math Rock from Touchdown Jesus. Not Wheelhouse the Math Rock, but that song is hard to resist, even with the dissonant chorus. And they're from Cincinnati, I should mention that. Up next is Housekeeping. It's pretty good. It's pretty consistent show throughout. A bit soft in the early middle. But even Garbage Time at the end is pretty good tonight. Right now, Housekeeping is techno into R&B, which is rare, into John Mouse and then Bogan Rock tunes. The big set tonight starts with a sub-10-minute ambient block, and then just a whole bunch of really great songs. Everything on here tonight is brand new, aside from the obligatory song from a reissue, which is coming up next. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.